Welcome to the Excel Pod. Welcome to this brand new podcast, brand new show right here on the Excel Pod Network, which is a part of the greater work of Excel Stillmore Inc. I'm so glad that you have joined me today as we begin this new series of thoughts, new series of lessons that are designed to help us grow in our spiritual walk, but also help us reflect on the wonderful things that God has done and is doing within our life. Excel and Reflect really is an invitation to pause. And the idea from that actually comes from a place that's very special to me. And it's the back porch of my grandfather's house. In the latter years of his life, really throughout my entire life, the back porch was a place that was very special. It was a place that family gathered. It was a place that we cooked. It was a place that we ate. It was a place that we played. But in the latter years of my grandfather's life, it was a place where we would just sit and talk and reflect on the words of God. And that is something very, very special to me. And so, in the passing of my grandfather last year, in honor of those things, I thought this would be a great opportunity for me to carry on this tradition, but to do it in the form of a show, that we may not be sitting on the back porch. You may be driving in your car. You might be sitting in your seat at home. You may be on break at work. You may be doing something else. But to take just a minute and to think on godly things, I think is a good thing. And as we think on those things, we try to grow in our knowledge and understanding of Scripture, but also reflect on how they impact us, how they impact others, and how they may bless all of the world by their deep, deep meaning. Each week on this podcast, we'll be bringing you a spiritual thought, or a spiritual truth, if you will, that will hopefully guide listeners beyond the surface level reading of the text and help us all to engage in what God is striving to reveal to us. The goal here is not only to grow in our Bible knowledge, but to examine our own life in light of God's Word. And that what this does is it allows us to be shaped by Scripture, this wonderful ability to shape the way that we think, to strengthen our faith and deepen our gratitude for the work that God has continually done in our life. As I sit here and read from my grandfather's Bible, in Psalm 1 and verse 2, it says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night." That's what we're really aiming for, to be able to think and reflect on Scripture and how it may bless us in all times of our life. And so what we're doing here is not looking for a quick devotional thought, but we're wanting to take some time and slow down and listen carefully as we allow the truth of Scripture to be thought about and revealed in a way that is personal, so that we can grow as individuals in our daily walk with the Lord. And so each week we'll be thinking about a text, a set of scriptures, a section of Scripture to allow us to really try to understand not only the context, but the meaning behind it, so that we can formulate our lives to the words of God. Today, what I'd like to do is start in a really great place within the Bible. And it's all the way back in the Old Testament in what we call wisdom literature. In Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 9, Solomon wrote, "That which has been is that which will be, and that which has been done is that which will be done. So there's nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one might say, see this, it is new? Already it has existed for ages which were before us. You see, in this passage, Solomon reflects on the cyclical nature of life, the actions and events that repeat across generations. Everything we experience has in some form already happened before. The things we do, the challenges we face, and the joys that we celebrate are part of this continuum of what we might call the human experience. What makes this reflection so compelling is essentially the lens of time. The sun rises and sets in a pattern unchanged for thousands of years. Witnessing the rise and fall of empires, the fleeting lives of billions, wars and peace, along with hope and despair. Through it all, humanity seems to repeat its story. Consider this. The average life expectancy of a person in the United States of America as of 2023 is about 78.4 years. The world, in its current form, has existed for roughly 6,000 to 10,000 years. Compared to the span of eternity, even these millennia are but a brief moment. Our individual lives are only mere decades, and they're like drops in a bucket of the ocean of time. This perspective really does begin to underscore an important truth. Time is an incredibly precious commodity, one we can't afford to let loose, to squander. Yet so often we fall into this mindset of saving life for some type of distant future. Maybe it's retirement at the age of 60 or 65, or perhaps a milestone that's yet to come. We work so hard now so that we can really live later. But why is our focus so fixed on this brief chapter of our existence? I want you to imagine for just a moment a 100-foot rope laid out on the ground. The first 3 inches of that rope is taped with red tape, representing your entire lifetime compared to all of time. That red tape segment, your life here on earth, is minute. It is minuscule. It is so short. The vast remainder of that rope stretches endlessly before us and beyond us. So why then do we focus so intently on this small section? Yes, of course, life demands responsibility and attention. We have families to support, jobs to do, bills to pay. These are real and important, but if we fail to recognize the brevity of our earthly lives, we risk neglecting the far greater span of eternity that awaits us. So here's our challenge. Live for God today. Fulfill your responsibilities with diligence and care, but don't lose sight of what truly matters beyond the fleeting moments of this life. Our earthly days are short and they're fleeting, but eternity is vast and unending. So we need to choose to invest our limited time wisely, aligning our daily actions with the eternal purpose for which you and I were created. In doing so, we honor not just the life we've been given, but the timeless hope that sustains us each and every day. As we close our thought today, I'd like to leave you with this quote that I heard a number of years ago, and it has stuck with me, and it really does fit with the beginning episode of this brand new show. And it's simply this: live your life today for God, so that tomorrow you will have been able to say that you have lived your life for God. That saying has stuck with me and really does go along with what Solomon has written here. To understand the span of our life is important. To understand that we must be intentional with our time is important. And when we connect spirituality with the time that we have, we must really think about in our life the importance of growing spiritually, growing in our fellowship with God, growing in our obedience to His words, so that we can live life to the true fullest. I hope that you'll join me next week for another episode, another thought that will carry us throughout our week. And we're going to try and publish one of these at the beginning of each week. And alongside each of these episodes, we'll have a published article that will go along with it. So you can take that and go back over it if you like. And of course, you can listen again if you would like to. But the hope is that we can take these short thoughts and apply them throughout a good duration of our time throughout the week so that we can consider the impact that Scripture can and must have on our life. And so, again, as we said as we begin this episode, excel and reflect is a time to pause. It's a time to listen. It's a time to really think deeply about the words of God in our life. Next week, we'll return with another passage, another truth to think about, another opportunity to reflect on how Scripture can shape our hearts and our lives. And so I hope that you'll join me next week as we consider another passage. Thank you for joining me on this journey as we begin this show of thoughtful reflection. I hope and pray that you'll keep your heart open, your mind focused, and your spirit attentive, because together we'll continue to excel and reflect together.